Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Rest. I read recently that when we're sleeping, there are ways that our body is able to heal and restore and regenerate that is not possible while we're awake. Just as our bodies need rest, our souls need rest too. Swedenborg says that when we rest our minds, put aside our worries, challenges, and concerns, that it makes space inside for the Lord to draw it nearer to us and to restore us, nurture us, spiritually feed us. Jacob was in need of rest when he left his homeland, set out on a lonely journey. And he came to a place, and because the sun was setting, he stopped to rest. When the sun is setting, in an internal sense, that symbolizes a time of obscurity, when we're thinking less clearly. Our thoughts are becoming a little more scrambled and dim. At the time we need rest. Remember, Jacob, why he's on this journey? His parents thought it was the best plan, the way of trying to keep both their sons alive, since Jacob had stolen his brother Esau's blessing. Esau had decided to kill Jacob in retaliation. And so Jacob is sent off to his uncle's land, where he may be safe and also find a wife. So he's on this journey. And he's in need of more than physical rest. He's in need of a special reconnection with something that will help sustain him on this lonely journey. Swedenborg writes in his theological books that there is a place deep inside each one of us, at our very core, at our very center, what he calls our inmost, that inmost place in our being, a place that is deeply at peace, deeply calm, fully at rest. And as we go about the trials and challenges of daily life and go through the states of fear and anxiety and doubt and concern that come up as we face the challenges of living, there is still a place inside of us that's at peace. And that if we can find ways to access that place, to remember that place, to rediscover that place inside of us, then it can help us, can help give us whatever it is that we need to find our way. He goes so far as to say that if that peace wasn't there inside of us, we'd give up all hope of finding our way in this world. So Jacob was seeking that peace. He fell asleep in that place. He used a stone for a pillow. That stone symbolizes a fundamental truth that he was resting his life on. And through that trust in that truth, he was able to rest deeply. And he was able to have a dream of a stairway, a pathway, a ladder to heaven, beginning on the earth, reaching up to God, with angels moving up, ascending and descending. This image of connection sustains Jacob through all his years to come. What's the result of not resting? Of not resting deeply? The result is disaster.
High blood pressure,
and many other forms of disaster. Do you know where the roots of the parts of the word disaster? Dis, separation. Aster, the star. The result of not resting is disaster. Separation from the stars. Separation from the earth. Separation from heaven. Separation from God. Disaster. The book of Psalms is full of disastrous emotions that come from that feeling of being lost, lonely, and separate. And it's in the Psalms also there's a lot of speaking about peace and rest. I want to read just two short portions, two of the early Psalms. I will lie down and sleep and will awake again. For God sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who set themselves against me. In peace I will lie down and sleep, because you, O Lord, alone make me dwell with confidence. The Lord is that place of calm and peace and rest in our inmost. And it gives us the courage, the guidance, and confidence to face whatever is before us. I want to read a quote from Swedenborg where he writes about this inmost place of peace. External peace, or peace experienced in external things, is called serenity. Indeed, it is a product of the divine state of peace, which exists inmostly, and which manifests itself in external things through the removal of evil desires and false ideas. For it is these that cause all unrest. Did you catch that? What he says causes all unrest. Evil desires and false ideas. What's that? That's theological language. Evil desires and false ideas. Let's unpack it a little bit. Let's start with false ideas. Can you think of a false idea that can impede peace in your life and in our world?
That you're all alone.
That you're all alone.
Separate.
And that we're separate. Disaster.
Revenge.
Revenge. That would maybe be an evil desire. Revenge.
That I need to control things that should not be.
That I need to control things that don't need to be controlled. False idea that leads us to disaster.
Everything should turn out the way I expect.
Everything should turn out the way I expect. Yes. We call that probably a false idea and an evil desire. Because our ideas of what we expect are never as good as God's. What else?
I'm not good enough.
I am not good enough. We call that a core false idea, because it's one that we all share.
I deserve to be punished.
I deserve to be punished.
People should treat us the way we expect.
People should treat us the way we expect. By golly.
Only if I work hard enough, people will.
Only if I work hard enough will people let me. Hence, we shouldn't rest, right? You see how false ideas kind of screw everything up? They're called idolatrous, those false ideas, because we give them the weight of God. And by following those false ideas instead of the true God, it leads us down a path that is disastrous. Two ways, there are two ways that we can reclaim in our homes and in our hearts that sense of peace. One is by recognizing false ideas and evil desires in ourselves. And you know what? We just had the summer solstice. We're entering a new season. And I invite you, if you want, this summer, to choose one false idea or evil desire that you have that you would like to weed out. If you take on this challenge, first I suggest spend a week seeing how it pops up in your life. Then ask God for help in letting it go. This is an assignment, by the way, that those in the theology class have taken on for the summer. So you can join us in that. Second way of finding that place of rest and peace inside, be renewed, is to stop. And to not fill every waking moment with thought and activity. Slow down. I have two memories I want to share. One's from childhood and one's from just a few years ago. Childhood, my family, we grew up on the East Coast and we had the joy of spending summers on a lake in Maine. And there were six kids in my family. And as I remember summers, we spent all day, every day, out in the water, playing and having fun. Except for a half hour after lunch. There was a rule in our family that for a half an hour, all six of us had to be quiet, be still. There were almost no rules in my family, by the way. This is the only one I can remember. And I remember one time, I don't know if I was six or seven or eight, it was after lunch, and I was just sitting in the hammock, just swinging back and forth, being quiet. There's There's a way that that peace of that moment, many decades ago, is still with me, in my inmost. Another memory from just a few years ago is I went to Glacier Bay in Alaska, and I went on a trip with others. There were about 15 of us. And it was like camp for adults. We spent activities all day long, kayaking in Glacier Bay, and then hiking along the trail looking for grizzly bears. And it was full, again, of activity from morning to night, but there was a rule that for a half hour after lunch, all 15 of us would be quiet. I remember one of those afternoons, this was a week-long trip, I remember one of those afternoons, all of us in the woods, just sitting and being, feeling peace. The Dalai Lama spends a minimum of a certain amount of time each day praying, meditating, and doing spiritual study. Any guesses how long?
30 minutes.
What?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
3 hours.
3 hours? 5.5 hours a day, minimum. And look where it gets him. If we could spend 30 minutes, Lisa, that would be fantastic. We're spiritually hungry. So 30 minutes would be great. 30 seconds would be nice. 5 minutes. Couple suggestions. Plan on arriving to wherever you're going at least 5 minutes early. And then just sit for 5 minutes. 30 seconds, traffic light. Before meal. When you wake up, pause. And maybe you can say like I say when I wake up in the morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Peace be with you. Amen.